Well, yeah, I'll go searching through the hymnal. That's the only one I remember him singing. I don't... River? Like a River Glorious? Like a river glorious is gone. I don't know. I'll go searching for it. Got to give me some hints, though. I seriously don't know. Well, huh? Oh, yeah, there's that one, too. Man, we should just go through trying to figure out the song. No, I'm kidding. We should just try to figure it out tonight. No. I don't know. I know there's peace in the valley, but I don't know. Anyways, announcements that I know of. Dad's doing better, so he should be, Lord willing, here Sunday preaching, so y'all don't have to hear from me anymore. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, he should be here Sunday. He should be back up in the pulpit. He's feeling better. Tried to do some stuff this morning. He came up here this morning and then immediately felt sick. Like, he started doing stuff and just immediately felt sick. So he went back home. And so, yeah, he doesn't listen. He doesn't listen, but we try telling him. Telling is all we can do. So, anyways. Oh, yeah, he found out the hard way. Yeah, not a good thing, though. And then VBS, I know Mr. Craig mentioned it Sunday morning, but VBS, we're still waiting on 2 store clerks, correct? And a 3rd and 4th grade teacher and helper. And we're having a VBS meeting the 15th of this month. So, be prepared with notes, notebook. I think Miss Betty has the tickets for those. For the spaghetti dinner, I'm pretty sure Miss Betty has them. Does Miss Kim have them? Okay, I guess because it is going towards the teens, so Miss Kim might have them. So, if you need some, get with Miss Kim, as for right now, from what we know of. I think that's it. Anything else I'm not remembering? No? Okay. Alrighty. Ladies Fellowship? Next week? Okay, Ladies Fellowship next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. Is that the second Tuesday of every month? No, next Tuesday. Well, I guess next week is, okay. It's Wednesday. I thought it was Sunday night for some reason. It is Wednesday. Okay. Anyways, okay, so Ladies Fellowship next Tuesday. What time? 7 o'clock? 6 o'clock? Okay, 6 o'clock. All right, we got everything down, I think. I think we're okay now. Tonight, we're going to continue through Jonah. So Jonah chapter 2. I did Jonah Sunday night. Hopefully it's still a little fresh in y'all's mind if you were here. If not, we'll go do a recap really quickly. But we're going to start in chapter 1, verse 17. I think really this is where chapter 2 begins, even though it's chapter 1. It ends at verse 17, chapter 1. But Sunday night, we're in Jonah chapter 2. But Sunday night, we went over Jonah chapter 1. And just to recap, we know in chapter 1, Jonah wasn't ignorant of what he had, what he was told to do, what he had to do. And he was told, it says in verse chapter 1, verse 1, "Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying," so we know Jonah wasn't ignorant of what he had to do. He knew what he had to do. He knew what he was told to do. And Just like Jonah, we know what we're supposed to do. We know we're not supposed to lie. We do it anyways. And we know in James chapter 4, I think it's verse 17, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So we know to do something, but we just do the opposite. We know it's sin. We went over. Let's see, what else did we go over? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So interesting thing that in chapter 1, if you look at verse, what was it? Verse 5. Okay, so if you look at chapter 1, verse 5, you notice the mariners were afraid and cried, every man unto his God. And just look at that phrase right there. And then you go to the end of chapter 1, and you notice in verse 14, wherefore they cried, they being the mariners that were on the ship with Jonah, wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done as it pleased thee. So, interesting, in the beginning of the chapter, the mariners that were on the ship with Jonah, everyone's praying to their own God in the midst of the storm, and then at the end of the chapter, they're praying to God because they realize they have a need for God, just like all of us do. And then there was one more thing we went over. I can't remember what it was. It'll probably come to my mind a little bit later. But we're going to start at the end of chapter 1. Verse 17 is where we'll start. Let's start reading. Now the word of the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings that you've given to us today. Thank you for this church family. Thankful for the people that took their time to come out on a Wednesday night and come listen to your word, Lord. Pray that you fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the words that you want to be said tonight, Lord. I pray that you give us all a safe trip back home tonight, and give us a good night's rest tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, like I said, in chapter 1, they've gone through the storm. Jonah's run away from God. They've gone through the storm. Oh, that was the other thing. I told you to come to my mind. Running away from God costs something. So that was the other thing. Anyways, so we know in chapter 1, Jonah runs away from God after being told, go to Nineveh. And when he runs away, he has to pay whatever money he needs to pay. And then he gets all these other people involved in his actions and his stupidity, I guess you can say, and his running away from God. And he gets all these other people involved, and now he's swallowed by the whale. And so let's read chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Now I want us to realize this. Jonah could have prayed when he was going to go on the ship. He could have prayed and said, Lord, you know what? I need to go to Nineveh. I'm going to go to Nineveh. We know that didn't happen. He could have, when he said, and I think it's verse 2, that Jonah rose up to flee. Jonah could have stopped in his steps. He could have been like, man, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to go to Nineveh. God, please forgive me. I'm going to go to Nineveh. We know that didn't happen. Jonah waited till the most impossible situation happened. He waited till he was in the belly of the whale to even pray, to even really think about praying. And like many of us, we wait till we're in some impossible situation to even pray. We wait till we're in some kind of a pickle, and we can't do anything now. And so, Lord, help me because I can't do anything. And then when we get out of the situation, what do? We don't go back to God. And so Jonah waits. And like I said, he could have prayed when he rose up to flee. He could have prayed when he was walking on the dock to pay whatever money he needed to pay. He could have prayed, and he didn't. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, pray always while you're driving your car. That's not what it means, okay? What it means is, even if there's not a bad situation going on, be thankful. There's something to pray about. There's something to be thankful for. We have something to be thankful for. We have a church. We have a church building we can gather in. A lot of people don't have this in other countries. We can rejoice in the fact that we serve a risen Savior. I mean, there are many things that we can be thankful for, we can rejoice in. It doesn't always have to be, you know, some sad and lowly time that we pray to God. It doesn't always have to be that. Sam's shaking his head, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, sometimes it is. And so, let's just keep reading. Verse 2, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction. So what's his affliction? Let's look at that. Unto the Lord, and he heard me. Here's his affliction. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest me, heardest my voice. He's in the belly of hell. And I want you to notice this. Despite Jonah being in the lowest part of his life, the lowest of the low, the Lord still heard him. He still heard him. And if you know someone who isn't, I mean, is not on having a great day, you know, they're at the lowest, or you know, they're at the lowest point in their life, you know someone like that, guess what? The Lord still hears them. He still hears them. And many times I feel like some people feel like they're so low that nobody can hear them. I feel like that's a thing. That they feel that they're in despair. They feel just so alone. Nobody can hear them. Nobody knows what's going on. You know what? God does. He knows what's going on. He can help you. In fact, he's the only one that can help you. Nobody else can help you. And don't get me wrong, friends can be there for you. Family can be there for you. People can be there for you. But in the end, God's the only person that can help you. He's the only person. Nobody else. And so, all of us, we could be so low in our life. We could be so low, but still God can hear us. And if any of us are running away from God, you could be so low and just so far down, be like, Lord, you know what? I messed up. And you know what? He'll hear you if you have a repentant heart. He'll hear you. He'll listen to you. But if you're just like, Lord, you know, I'm so low. And then all of a sudden you just keep going to doing what you're doing. What does it matter to him? You know? And so you might say, well, that's just a terrible thing. Well, I mean, you've rejected him. I mean, if someone rejected me, I think probably I'd do the same thing. We probably all would. There's someone that, you know, just like, forget you. And then they come back to you. Hey, can you help me? I need some money. No. I tried helping you once. No. You turned away. It says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I know I said it already, but we could be so low. God will still listen to us. He'll still hear us. Verse 3, for thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves passed over me. Let's read verse 5 real quick. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. So you can imagine probably Jonah gets swallowed up by the whale. He's probably beat up, you know. I mean, he's got weeds wrapped around his head. He's probably beat up and got whatever sores on his arm or something like that. I haven't been in a whale's belly anytime, so I don't know how that's gonna how that all works out. But you can imagine he's probably beat up, and he's pretty much realized. I mean, he needs to get back and turn back to God at this point, and so. I'm sure, you know, probably Jonah, you know, he wants to, you know, ball up in a corner and just be like, oh God, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, he's probably trying to ball up in a corner or something. And I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with some scenarios. But just like that, we also can be so beat up in our Christian walk. We can be discouraged in our, I'm sure, all of us have been discouraged in our Christian walk, okay? If you think you have never been discouraged in your Christian walk, trust me, you will be discouraged in your Christian walk, okay? We can be so discouraged, we probably want to do the same thing as Jonah. Just go walk up in a corner and say, Lord, you know, I'm just so discouraged. I'm so discouraged. I don't know where else to go. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12, it says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. Aren't you glad that we serve a God that hears our prayers, and he's listening to us? How many of us would want to serve a God who just sits there and does nothing? None of us. I mean, there would be no reason for us to gather here tonight and do what we're doing right now. Be no reason for us to do that at all. And unfortunately, people do that. Unfortunately, it happens. But we can be so beat up and just so just discouraged. I don't know another word, but we can just be so, I don't know, sad, lonely. We can feel like we're in despair. I guess is another good word, despair. And in our Christian walk, and it's just like, you know what? The Lord hears your prayers. Pray to him. Pray to him. And he's actively listening if you are going to take the initiative to even pray. You know? Verse 4, then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Now Jonah has realized at this point, he needs to get his walk right with God. He has gone down the wrong path. Running from God is not the solution in this case for any of us. It's certainly not the case, a good thing for Jonah. But he's realized his need for God. And I know we went over it Sunday night, but we all have a need for God in some way, shape, or form. It might not be a savior. Not all the time is everybody lost. Okay, now that does not mean there are not any lost people. Okay? There are saved people outside of this church building, okay? So, it doesn't always have to be salvation related, but we need to realize that we all need God in some way. Whether it's to bring us through something, to bring us, I guess it's the same thing, but bring us out of something, help us in some kind of trouble. I'm sure we've all had those times. We've all had them, and it's important that we realize that. Psalm 34, verse 4, this is a psalm David wrote, says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all fear. You know what? Let me look at it real quick, because I'm going to... If y'all want to go there, it's Psalm 34, verse 4. But I'm going to look at it really quickly, because the situation that... Okay, so mine says, a Psalm of David. Okay, so I'll stop looking at that. Anyways, so we know David. You know, mighty King David. I think we all try to picture David as some great character who never had any issues in his life and walked perfectly with the Lord and never had any ups and downs and was never in despair. But David was just like us. Just like us. And so he needed God. And he, notice in David's life, I personally haven't like deeply studied David's life, but from what I know, David really didn't go to family members for spiritual help. He didn't go to friends. I mean, there was Jonathan. Jonathan, he was a great friend. And what I see is he rather went to God to help him instead. And like I said, just like King David needed help, we all need help, but we should be going to God for it. And so notice this in verse 6. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. So, notice this. God, it's all throughout Jonah's prayer too in this chapter, but really the theme of Jonah, if you want to give Jonah a theme, is God's mercy. That's the theme of Jonah. And we can see that in chapter 1 when he gives mercy to the mariners. We talked about that Sunday night. When he gives mercy to the mariners that were on the ship, the mariners could have suffered the same fate as Jonah, but they didn't. We see in this chapter God's grace or God's mercy to one man, Jonah. And at the end of the chapter, Jonah's going to be vomited out of the whale. Wonder how gross that was. And then in the third chapter, after chapter 2, we see God's mercy towards an entire city, Nineveh. So that is really the theme of Jonah, is God's mercy. But notice, and I've already gone over it. Jonah was at his lowest point in his life, but guess what? God brought him out from corruption. He brought him out from corruption. You could be so low, so far gone in your life. You could think you are so far gone. Guess what God will do? He'll pick you up. He'll pick you up out of corruption. And God's mercy to us is so unbelievable. So unbelievable. I know a lot of times we take it for granted. I do, for sure. And God will pick us up and he'll say, you know, I want you to go down this way, right here. This is the way. There is no other way. This is the way. This is the path you need to go down. You walk down this path. Okay. Aye, aye, Captain. And so, Psalm 86:5, for thou, Lord, art good. I think we all know this verse. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive. So it's not, you know, God's not up there, oh man, let me think about this. Let me think about this guy because, you know, I don't know. No, he's ready to forgive. He's ready. And plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Everybody, anybody who willingly will call upon the Lord, he is plenteous in mercy, ready to forgive. He's ready. He's not up there, man, you know, I don't know. Sam, I don't know. I use Sam as an example Sunday night. Man, but Sam, I don't know, man. He's a character. I don't know. No, he's ready to forgive. And lastly, just let's read verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Now, Jonah really ties the entire chapter together with verse 8 and the last. And again, it's really God's mercy is the theme all throughout this verse, or all throughout this chapter, all throughout this entire book. And so let me explain verse 8, because I got a little confused with it. So let me explain it. They that observe, so observe is worship, basically. It's worship. So they that observe lying vanities is idols, forsake their own, forsake to turn away or to forget their own mercy. Mercy is God's mercy, or it's Christ. And if so, I guess let's just put it into perspective. They that observe. So I'm going to go over here and I'm going to worship some other idol. So I'm going to worship this lying vanity. And then I have, let's see, forsake their own mercy. So I have turned my back on God. I've turned my back on Christ. I'm going to go over here and serve what I want to. That's what that verse means. Verse 9, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. And then, let's just listen. Salvation is of the Lord. You cannot find, and it says it in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Let me just read it. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is one name and one name only, Jesus Christ. Not Buddha, not Muhammad, not Muhammad Ali, not any of those people. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the one man who died on the cross, was buried for 3 days, and rose from the grave. The one man. Plain and simple. Who knew no sin, yeah. And it, like I said, Jonah really, really ties that chapter together with those two last verses right there. And so, yeah, yep. And it says that in verse 9, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. He was thankful for what God did in his life. He recognized what God did in his life. He had a repentant heart. You might say, well, no, he didn't. Because in chapter 4, he had a repentant heart in chapter 2. He did. And he recognized everything that God did for him. He was thankful for what God did for him. And he realized, God's the only person that can bring me out of this. God's the only person that'll take me out of this. So, I know that was quite kind of short, but I hope it was helpful. I hope we realize that, yes, there's a need for God, but God's mercy is abundant, and they are new every day. I need to find it now. It's in Lamentations. Chapter 3, let me find it real quick. I know the verse, I can't quote it off the top of my head. It's Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. If you want to write it down in your notes, it says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. There you go. So, I hope that was helpful. I hope y'all got something out of it. I know it was quick, but I hope it was helpful. Let's go and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings that you've given to us. I pray that we wouldn't take your mercy for granted, Lord. I pray that we wouldn't wait either till the last minute to turn to you, Lord. I pray that we would rejoice that we serve a risen Savior, Lord. I pray that we would pray just to talk to you, Lord, and we wouldn't just pray because we're in some bad situation. I pray that everyone got something from the reading of your word tonight, and we can go out of here safely and get some rest tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Alrighty.